Castle of Spite, it was called. Listen to that one on the Facebook page. Now, our international man of mystery is back out on the road for us, Mr. Andy Mossack. Tonight, looking back at a very recent trip about 2 weeks ago. Now, where he is, I don't know, but I've got this clue, the first one. Even though it is summer, I was in a famous skiing resort that is world-renowned for its legendary skiing runs, such as Stairway to Heaven and the Rocky Garden. This is absolutely, like, I've never been skiing, I've never tried it, I've never been, like, to one of the places in this country you can go skiing, like the indoor stuff. It's not my world. I was in a famous skiing resort, world-renowned for its legendary off-piste skiing runs called Stairway to Heaven and the Rocky Garden. 81333. And start your message with Russ. If you know you're skiing, you might know this. 08000 321 333. But start your WhatsApps with Russ as well. 0800 389 3333 on the phone. There will be a second clue after the 11 o'clock news. Where on earth is he? I don't know, Central Europe? Sorry, Sulkin. We only get one howl a night. Thank you for the answers so far. Trying to track down Andy Mossack, who is on the way. Rocket and Sue, pretty sure Andy is in Verbier. Oh, it's going the old Switzerland. Hi to Neil in Skegby. Was Andy in Kicking Horse, British Columbia? Kicking Horse, British Columbia. Verbier also suggested by Sarah, also to Brian. Fiona shouts up as well with Verbier, or just with Switzerland, I apologise. Come on, Russell, he has to be there. Right, I suppose you need the second clue, don't you? During the summer, this famous ski resort switches to cycling, paragliding, hiking, golf, and holds a 17-day outdoor classical music festival. Good Lord! Famous for its hot melted cheese. 17-day outdoor classical music festival. Melted cheese. 81333RUSS. I think it is Switzerland. Are we going to plump for Verbier or are we going to change our mind? I don't know. It's a tough one. Oh, dream of grabbing the passport, feeling it in your hands, run through to take your shoes off and put them in a little basket and send them through a scanner. Before eventually buying a slightly overpriced sandwich, but looking forward to good times in foreign climes. Where in the world was Andy Mossack, our roving international travel ace? To say he's done a few air miles this year, I think, is a touch of an understatement, really, if we're honest, isn't it, Andy?
Absolutely, sir, yes.
I mean, yes. In all the years we've been doing this, I don't think you've had a busier 7 months, have you?
It's been full on, absolutely. Well, you've got to make up for lost time after COVID, you see. It's the travel industry is desperate for people, so we're out and about like no one's business.
Are you seeing the same travel writers? Obviously, you know, your mates and things. Do you bump into like the same people? Like, hey, look who's turned up here.
We do sometimes, yeah. Yeah, yeah. In fact, on this trip, I met two people I haven't seen for 30 years. And one of them I used to work with, and amazing. And they were just on the same trip as me. Incredible. So we had a lot to catch up on. So it was great fun. Absolutely, yeah.
Marvellous. Now, we've put our heads together, and we have settled, apologies for any mispronunciations on this, you are in Switzerland, Verbier.
Yeah, the French part of Switzerland. Thank you. Indeed. Well done. got me again.
Got you.
Verbier in summer, though. It's my guilty secret, Russ, you know. This is my guilty secret, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm absolutely, completely obsessed about ski resorts in the summer because I just don't understand why people don't share the same love as me. Every time I go to one, it's always really quiet and just fabulous, you know. So it's a tip. So for me, top tip. Stop worrying about a ski resort because in the summer, the weather's beautiful. The scenery's breathtaking. Hiking heaven, if you like a walk. Mm-hmm. No crowds. All the cable cars are working, so you don't have to climb up there. It's great. And the best of all, the price is tumble compared to winter, you know?
Oh,
so
wonderful. You piqued my interest with this because I was going to say, I mean, I'm sure that some of the real biggies, they retain their sort of exclusivity, but there are bargains out there then.
No, they don't. Honestly, the biggies don't. I mean, Verbier, you can't get much bigger than Verbier. I mean, it's super, super trendy. Lots of celebrities flock there in the winter. And I'd never been there before in the summer. And so I went along, and can you believe it? It was empty. It was so quiet. All you saw was locals walking around, you know, who really love the summer because it's not sort of inundated with all kinds of fancy people running around, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just normal people doing about their business. And it's instead of carpets of snow, you've got these beautiful mountain pastures, flowers. You've got these, actually, there's purple lupins there this time of year. Absolutely covered in, the mountains covered in purple. It's beautiful. And they also have this lovely thing where they have the herds of dairy cows. They have this festival twice a year when the cows go up the mountain to go to the higher slopes during the summer and feast on this alpine grass. So then they come down sort of just before winter in late September, and they have another festival when they welcome the cows back, you know. it's so Swiss. It's lovely, you know. It's so lovely.
These cows just think they're like the most popular people around. It's like, you know, it's
well,
like,
they
every,
are. They
every
are.
Time we turn up Daisy, there's a festival going on.
I know. They're revered, you know. They really are. And that's why they make such lovely cheese, you see. Mm-hmm. It's really great. So
what can we do then? So there's big old walks. Are there yeah. still sort of sporting yeah. endeavours that are going
oh,
on
yeah,
there?
Yeah. I'll be honest. I was here for a golfing thing, and Verbier Golf Club wanted to promote the fact that you can play golf for 5 months in Verbier in the summer. And there was like five sort of golf journos and me. Because I play golf, but I'm not a golf specialist, you know. And so they were here. And it is lovely because mountain golf, I know you're not a golf particularly, but mountain golf is something else because this hole, it's called the Les Essarts Club. 18 holes, but it starts at the top of the mountain and they have to take you in a shuttle up to the first tee, right up the top of the mountain. And then you work your way down, right? So you're working down, and every hole is like a ridiculous, like a huge, like leap of faith because you're smashing this ball. It basically 200 miles up in the air, and you have to wait about half an hour for it to land. I mean, I'm exaggerating.
Slightly exaggerating.
yeah. But it's like that. You've got these huge drops everywhere, and it's target golf. I mean, it's totally different from sort of just a leisurely walk in the park, you know. So that was really great. Mountain golf there is so lovely. And they also have this, during the summer, Verbier have this thing called the Verbier Infinite Playground Pass, which is brilliant. And it's between June and October. You get this VIP pass, which is basically so you can go up free on the cable cars,
mm-hmm.
And you get free transport on the buses, 50% off for the bikers if you happen to take a bike up, and you get, as I said, you get the free buses and over 50 activities are either free or 50% discount. And that's like doing treetop adventure climbing, cheese making workshops. They do the festivals, museums, and there's and I mentioned the annual Verbier Classical Music Festival. So mm-hmm. you get 50% off that. And that is something else because it's outdoors. I mean, it's been going for 30 years, you know, this festival. Unbelievable, amazing. Isn't it?
Amazing.
30 stuff. Years, stars of the international classical scene just go there during July. And that's great. It starts on the 14th of July. And this year it's got this great anniversary gala. So it's terrific. And it ends on the 28th of July.
Wow.
All kinds of different classical musical styles. You know, so it's good.
It is a different thing. I know you have done lots of trips in the past where we've been and you've been at a skiing resort and, you know, doing all sorts of stuff and having going on piste, etc., as the old joke would go. And, you know, and you have a wonderful time. But actually going out of season, when the snow isn't there, you know, and there's grass and meadows and obviously throwing a big old knees up for the cows that are coming up and down. So what kind of stuff can we sink our teeth into while we're there? Because we've talked about activities there. So what's the food like, Andy? What's the grub like? Is there any booze?
Of course there is. There's, first of all, they've got raclette, which is, it's in the Valais region of Switzerland, Verbier. So raclette is the local thing, and it's protected brand. So it's no one else can make it like they do. And it's just a wonderful thing, because anyone who doesn't know about raclette, it's basically melted cheese on a plate. And they have the whole wheel, and they put it next to a flame, and they wait for it to start just melting, and then they get a knife and they just ladle it onto your plate. And then you have potatoes, and it's just doused in melted cheese, really. And what's great about in Verbier, they've got a dairy there in the village. And it's not a big place, Verbier. You know, it's just got beautiful, it's like a small village, and it's got these kind of chalets everywhere. But this dairy's in the middle of the village. And it's got a vending machine there for big chunks of raclette. So they make it because if people arrive late, for instance, and they want to have their sort of traditional raclette and vegetables and stuff, you get it all from this vending machine, and you stick in about €4 or something, and then these big chunks of packed raclette come out. And then you've got another one, which is another box, which has got your little boiled potatoes and vegetables ready. Then you just go back to your chalet or your hotel, and you can make yourself a lovely raclette dinner.
Absolutely.
So that's brilliant.
A melted cheese vending machine. And it's like, know. You know, the Swiss think of everything, next? Don't they?
I know. And it's lovely. Absolutely brilliant. And I think it's great. I tell you what else was excellent there above the village is this the thing. It's a 3D sculpture park. Absolutely extraordinary thing, because it's only accessible by cable car. And I went up there with the lady who started it. So it's basically a brainchild of these two people. There's a New York artist called Madeleine Pertinot and a Verbier-based sculptor called Kiki Thompson. And back in 2010, they had this alpine landscape above Verbier. They changed it into this outdoor gallery of massive art pieces. So for over a decade now, they've been putting together over 32 pieces that are just standing kind of up on top of this mountain, jaw-dropping. Wow. You know, these beautiful monumental pieces are all been sort of – you just have this lovely path where you walk around. And it looks across the hills and the mountains. It's free. You just go up there and walk along and just see these amazing pieces. So there you go.
There it is. Go out of season and have an equally lovely holiday as you would do in season.
I'm all in.
You're all in on this. I can tell. It's the raclette vending machine that's done it for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a tipping point for me.
Lovely, lovely stuff. Listen, always fabulous to have a chat, Mr. Andy. And when are you back out on the road, my friend?
Next Friday. So
get out.
I know it's a three-time. A hat trick.
An Andy Mossack hat trick next Friday night. Lovely to talk to you. You take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you somewhere else in this globe next week.
All right, buddy. See you. Good night.
There he goes. Amazing. A raclette vending machine. They're a great band, by the way. Coming up next, Elementary, my dear WhatsApp.